Hi, can you share with us your first name?
Hi, I'm Celeste.
And what do you think are some of the challenges that students of color face here at Cal State Fullerton?
I think that one of the biggest challenges would be a sense of belonging. As a student of color, especially looking at histories, we're not always that represented in academia. So when we come into these places, we can sometimes feel a little out of place. And feeling like you belong somewhere is very vital in having a sense of comfort. So being comfortable in your environments, especially feeling safe in your environments, and if you do not feel safe, then that makes the learning process a lot harder because you have all of these external factors that are coming in, so you can't really focus on what needs to get done. So I would say that belonging would be the biggest challenge as somebody who is going into a place of higher education and not having family members also that have gone through this, it can be very lonely because you don't know who to go to. Sometimes, although we have resources for students here, it can be hard to want to even access those resources or even know that we have them going on. And you can't really turn to your parents or grandparents or, you know, other people that you live with because you're unaware of the resources sometimes. So yeah, I would say that it can get kind of lonely. But one of the biggest things that I think that's great about Cal State Fullerton is the importance of embracing diversity, especially in classrooms. So although you might not see somebody that looks like you in the classroom, which can be kind of tough because you ask yourself, do I belong here? I think that I've had great professors that have acknowledged and have acknowledged the history, which in itself is very comforting and makes the environment safer.
Great. And if you were to complete the statement, I am not, how would you complete the statement?
I would say that I am not over dramatic. I think that as a Latinx woman, sometimes we are perceived as very, I would say, loud. A lot of people of color are kind of perceived this way. So like we overreact to things, or the things that happen to us are not actually happening to us. And when we speak out against these issues, we can be seen as overdramatic or, you know, we're doing too much kind of. So I would say that I'm not overdramatic. I am powerful and I do speak up for these things, but I'm also respectful. So a bias that I think that comes with that is that we have to kind of be aware of those biases and acknowledge that, you know, we're not overdramatic and we do have a right to be here.
Great. And if you were to complete the statement, I am, how would you complete the statement?
I would complete the statement by saying that I am powerful. So this kind of, you know, goes against the overdramatic, you know, I am powerful because I pushed through many obstacles to get here. I am powerful because I managed to get to this level of education that there are many people in my community, they didn't get the chance to. So I would say that I am powerful too, because I also like to bring in these kinds of conversations into the classroom. So I would say that I am powerful.
Great. And you had a chance to look at the artist's work. And were there any that stood out to you or that maybe you learned something by reading their statements?
Yeah. So in the image La Morena by Stephanie Rico, in her statement, they say, I did not feel seen when I was younger and picked on by the other kids. And the image is with the famous Mexican flag and eagle, which is surrounding this woman of tanner skin. And this really touched me because I think that growing up, going back to education, not seeing people that look like you is very tough. And it goes back to belonging somewhere. And sometimes as a student of color, we can get very challenged in picking which identities we want people to see. And that can be very grueling because I am a college student, but I am also somebody who loves my Mexican heritage. I love where I come from. I embrace these. I love my language. And it can be hard to integrate that with college because when I'm in the classroom, you know, I do my homework, I study, but that's not the only thing that I am. I am also somebody who loves speaking my language with my grandparents. I love integrating, you know, English and Spanish and all of these like wonderful things that come with being a Latinx woman. So that this piece is kind of bringing me to tears because it kind of pulls all of these identities together and makes it important to acknowledge the fact that we are not just one thing. We are of many identities and it's possible to embrace all of these identities. You don't have to be just one thing.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.